From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Back in the time of mobsters like Al Capone, the FBI made gangbusting its number one priority. Now the FBI is focusing on gangs once again, street gangs such as MS-13, the Bloods, or the Crips. In Los Angeles, FBI agents are helping police put away gang leaders who in the past have been untouchable. As part of a series on the gangs of L.A., NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports on how the feds have helped break the gang's hold on one neighborhood. In Los Angeles, if you're looking for a fake ID, MacArthur Park is the place to go. And even if you aren't looking, the street dealers will come looking for you. It's a gritty area, but you can still see the beauty of the MacArthur Park that used to be, a neighborhood with a lake and lots of paddle boats surrounded by nice high-rise apartment buildings. That's the place Norm Langer remembers.
Primarily, it was a Jewish recreation area.
Langer sits inside the deli his father opened here 61 years ago. Today, he still runs it, and it's provided him with a front-row seat to the deadly gang violence that turned MacArthur Park from a mecca to a menace.
Well, the park was overrun with drugs, a minimal amount of prostitution, and any time you've got drugs involved, you've normally got gang involvement.
Langer says he came close to closing down the family business like so many others here did. MacArthur Park was out of control and the gangs were running it, says LAPD homicide chief John Egan.
It was one year we had almost 160 homicides in 8 square miles, and I can still remember being in this general area where we're standing now near 7th and Alvarado at a situation or a scene where we were investigating a homicide and hearing shots fired. And 3 or 4 blocks away, another murder happened almost simultaneously. There would be robberies, shootings, stabbings in the park, drug sales. We would play cat and mouse with them.
In the 1980s, immigrants started moving into the neighborhood fleeing bloody civil wars in Central America. Alex Sanchez arrived from El Salvador as a teen and soon joined a street gang that became known as the MS-13, the Mara Salvatrucha. Sanchez says they fought over turf with rivals in the 18th Street Gang, the Wanderers, and the Crazy Riders.
MacArthur Park was divided into 4 different sections that were controlled by 4 different gangs. For the most part, it was people that were dealing drugs in those different sections.
Through the 1990s, the gangs fought bitterly over control of the drug trade. Longtime residents Sandra Romero and Alex Alonso remember how violent MacArthur Park was.
It was considered one of the most drug-plagued communities in the United States.
It was the haven for all the gang members and the drug dealers.
They were involved in drug dealing, murder.
People smoking crack, prostitution in little rolling brothel vans.
It looked like Beirut, Lebanon in that area.
Gang members demanded that local drug dealers and even small-time food vendors pay protection. Efrain Castellanos has been taking Polaroid pictures of people in the park for 37 years. He says he was threatened by the gangs, too.
They collect money from me, $20 each week.
What did they say?
For now, you have to pay rent. If you don't want to pay rent, be careful. You don't pay, they may be shooting to me. And
they're trying to scare you?
A decade ago, L.A. police officers from the local Rampart Division's anti-gang unit got caught up in a massive corruption scandal. Cops were accused of framing and shooting gangbangers and stealing their drugs to sell them. More than 70 officers were implicated, and for a time, the gang unit was disbanded. Former MS-13 member Alex Sanchez says MacArthur Park was caught in the middle.
People that lived in that community were frightened of law enforcement and were frightened of the gangs.
But Rampart Police Captain Egan says things changed after William Bratton took over as chief and began a partnership with agents from the FBI, the ATF, and the DEA.
We really want to go after the higher-ups in the organization, the so-called shot callers. So we actually were able to take quite a few individuals off the street.
Egan says federal agents are able to pay more for informants and provide more intelligence, surveillance, and wiretaps, and they're able to prosecute under federal statutes that carry stiff sentences.
It's been a real help to us having them involved because they bring all kinds of other resources and ability to access intelligence that may not be available to you at the operational level. And when the feds get involved, when the FBI gets involved, you're looking at some serious time in those charges.
Federal immigration agents continue to deport undocumented gang members with felonies, and gang injunctions by L.A. City Attorney authorize police to arrest gang members who are seen together in public. As a result of all these efforts, Egan says, the number of homicides has been declining since the high mark of 106 murders more than a decade ago.
In 2006, 30, 2007, 25, 2008, year-to-date, 5.
Captain Egan knocks on the wood table outside of Mama's Hot Tamales, a popular new restaurant across the street from the park. Here, Sandra Romero, Mama, has hired the food vendors that are no longer allowed on the streets. Every month, Romero gathers artists, activists, and police at a restaurant for a group called Rediscover MacArthur Park. They plan catered art shows and concerts to entice people back to the neighborhood.
We served over 1,000 tamales to the community to show the world that we are in solidarity with LAPD to make our neighborhood the best it can be. You know, fighting crime, one tamale at a time. I know I feel we've taken our park back.
New video surveillance cameras now monitor the entire park, and patrol officers roam around on new three-wheeled police vehicles.
It's like you're fighting crime with tamales and tricycles.
You got to start somewhere.
Officer Ryan Schatz and his partner say since gang violence is down, they're left to pursue less violent crime, such as giving citations to illegal fruit vendors.
Okay, cava. No quiero ver más.
Alex Sanchez, who runs the gang intervention group Homies Unidos, says local and federal policing has just pushed gang violence to other parts of the city and outside the country to Central America. Sanchez points to the newly converted lofts around the park that are driving up rents. He says that's what's driving the new effort to clean up MacArthur Park.
Yes, the park is changing. It's being gentrified, and the community that has suffered all those years are being told to move out. We feel that we're losing our home that we made away from home.
Sanchez says with the cleanup effort, something else has been lost, some of the flavor of the immigrant community. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Tomorrow, our series on fighting gangs continues with a story on tough new federal prosecutions and prison sentences for gang members. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.